Hey, do you know today is a National Boyfriend Day? But I don't know what the hell is this and why there are days for these stupid stuff. Like, why? And who are making this stuff? Like, who decides that? I mean, why there is no like Engineer Day? Is there some Engineer Day?
No one cares about engineers. That's the thing.
Wait. Who asked you to jump in between like this, huh? Engineers are making so many stuff, from buildings to everything, basically, like your phone, the listening device, whatever you are listening from. So,
Like I said, I don't think anyone cares about engineers. But like National Boyfriend Day is, I think, just an excuse to be nice to your boyfriend.
you mean women are so pathetic because, and generally they are not nice, so they need like an excuse, like, oh, you are like good to me. No, this is like your treat, you dog. Take it and eat it and enjoy while you can.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I think actually October 1st is like National Girlfriend Day or something.
Really?
Yeah.
In India, October 2nd is like the birthday of Gandhi. The bald guy.
I have heard of him, yeah. I've seen him.
The best
The best
guy in the
guy.
world. After like 199 people on my list. You know who are the first 10 people? It's all me. So what else is there? For anyone listening, the thing is I don't know what she's saying and what I don't know what the hell is going on in the world because I stay away from Twitter.
That's a lie.
I mean, what she sees and what I see is totally different. Because I'm only seeing like weird memes and political stuff, like political memes. Basically, I use it for memes and just stupid stuff. I don't like anything much.
There's nothing special right now. It's just like about how fall is starting, autumn.
I saw some anime girl. Who is she?
There's no anime girl.
There was. You're lying to me.
I didn't see.
Hey, don't lie to me.
I'm not lying. I would never lie.
Yeah,
It's
that's
just
what every
about.
girl say. Guys, never believe a woman. That is what my late grandfather used to say, okay? Never trust a woman. And he lived till 96, so trust the guy. Or 94.
This is not real information.
About my grandfather's age?
Yeah, I don't believe you.
See, he never trusted a woman and he lived longer, okay? Okay, see, that is another proof to everything.
There is nothing right now, it's just musicians.
Like, talk about anyone.
Beyoncé saying happy birthday, Diddy.
I mean,
Who cares?
I don't care about Beyoncé. I think she's overrated.
I think, yeah, I don't think she has a single good song. Or maybe like one. But I don't even know their names.
I don't know. I mainly hear like male singers.
Okay.
But female Japanese singers, like, they have like really good voice, although I don't understand.
No, they sound like really high-pitched and weird.
That's what a feminine voice is.
It's too much.
Like, your voice is also a high pitch, right?
You think? I don't think
Yeah.
so.
I have a friend and she has like such a deep voice. Like, if you close your eyes, you'd think it is a man. And not like a man, like an old man, like he's 60 or something.
I mean, I think mine is like in the middle.
Okay, middle man.
I'm not a man.
Middle woman is like, this is so sleek. How does one sound get in?
You're the engineer, you're supposed to know, right?
I'm not into electronics.
Oh, I spoke
Yeah.
to you on the phone with this today.
Really?
Yeah, in the morning. How was I sounding?
You always sound perfect. What the fuck is this? Wait, did all our dad cheat on your mom for real? What the fuck is this?
What do you think about Shawn Mendes?
I don't think anything about him. Like, why would I think about him? Why? What
Have
do
you
you
ever listened to
mean?
his music?
I think
Like
maybe.
willingly?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Why?
I also haven't.
Why?
I mean,
I think girls like his music because he's good looking.
he has like one or two good songs.
For example? See, I don't
Thing
know
is, I don't
anything.
even remember. remember the names. So.
How does it go? Give me some lyrics.
I don't know if it's his song. It's like something like, you know, I can treat you better than he can. I don't know if that's his song. Something about like, I can be a better boyfriend. But it's not that good, to be honest. But it was just like really...
It's like simping music.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, like, girls like simping if a guy is handsome, but if the guy is ugly, he's a fucking creep.
Yeah.
Then he's a simp. See, you're only simp when you're ugly. So you should work out, basically. And get some plastic surgery.
I think you need to listen to yourself.
Yeah, totally, yeah. So, what was the news about him?
Do you know Camila Cabello? She's also a singer.
They were dating, right?
Mm-hmm. They had like a song together, like Senorita or something.
Okay, then?
And then...
Is it a good song?
It's okay. I wouldn't listen to it.
Out of 10, how much will you give it to that song?
Like 6.
Guys, do you agree with her? Or she is a liar like other girls?
But like, I don't care about the relationship. As this person is saying.
Who's gonna tell him? Nobody gives a fuck about them. And their relationship. Don't play about each other in new fan interact. What do you mean by play about each other? What does it mean?
like they really care about each other.
Like they don't really care about each other?
No, like they really care about each other, so they don't like want to hurt each other or like they just care about each other.
Do you believe it?
No, because they've broken up like 3 times.
3 times? Wow. That is the only guy who's giving good competition to Elon Musk, you know?
Of course, yeah.
Like with the same girl?
Yeah, with this girl. I don't know if they were like engaged at some point or something.
He's giving good competition to Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Wow. What do you think about World War III? Do you think it's really going to happen, or it's like just a fluke and it will stop?
I mean, is this a politics podcast?
We can talk about anything. It's like, I'm not into politics, but...
I also am not.
I'm just scared about my life. I don't want to die.
That's a lie.
I don't want to die.
Oh.
Yeah. But like maybe like next like 2 years or something, I don't know.
Why such a specific number? What's happening in 2 years?
I don't know, I just said like a number. I was not thinking too much deeply into it.
I don't believe you.
If World War happens,
yeah,
which country will you like run to like as a safe haven?
I mean, is any country more safe than another?
I think like a isolated island near New Zealand, maybe, where like Maori people live, and you know, I learn their dance, and you know, like and just like get some face tattoos.
You would look so bad with them.
But they can like hide my chubby cheeks, you know, like I can contour them in such a way, like I'll look like really like I'll get like this like a chiseled chin. Chisel jawline, you know, like shim. It will look.
That is true. Yeah, I think you need that actually. Yeah. We should go right now.
Yeah. You know, I think all the ugly people, they can get like Maori tattoos, and they'll say like, "Yeah, I'm Maori," and like fake their history or something. Like you'd be like more interesting to like women, and you can hide your ugliness.
I mean, I don't know. I've seen some people, they've gone to prison like a lot of times, and they always come back with like more tattoos. And then like in the end, their whole face is just filled with tattoos. And they look so ugly.
What type of people are you engaging with?
I mean, on Twitter, I'm seeing like pictures. That's what I mean.
What type of people do you follow? Like,
I don't follow them, I just see them on my page.
So you mean like if you're in prison and you get tattoos, like your life becomes easier?
I don't think so, but I've just noticed that a lot of people do that.
Like what type of tattoos?
Like face tattoos, like they have like either some text or like some symbols.
Like some...
like crosses or skulls, anything really.
Like cross, like they are becoming like angelic, like Christian or something?
Yeah.
Or
like
it is like they're going into Satanism, like...
I mean, I'm not sure which one. I think it's Christianity. But it can be either one.
So the real Christians are all in jail. That is what you mean.
Huh? Yeah.
That's a problem then.
I mean, yeah, if they're looking ugly as well, it's a problem. Would you consider yourself a Kanye fan?
What do you think by a fan? That is my question. Like, how far does a fan should go?
Like, you know what he's doing. Like, you keep up with him and what he's doing. Like, generally.
Like,
if he releases new music, you'll listen to it.
His music is good, actually.
All of it?
Most of it, yes. It's like kind of weird and addictive at the same time. It is. In the starting, you're like, oh, what the hell? But then you're like, it's kind of addictive. I'll be honest. He's genius when it comes to music.
That's true. He does good songs, but like, what about his personality?
I think, again, if someone is genius, their personality will be so weird. They're always off. Like, if you're here, they're like 1 kilometer away. Like, they're like far away, and they think on a different plane, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to open something trending.
Okay. This is like,
we need at least, like, what is Welcome Back?
Trending in K-pop. What the hell?
Who are they welcoming? Taylor Swift?
No, because it was said trending in K-pop.
So who is, they're welcoming? And in which country they're welcoming?
Welcome back, whoever this is. I don't know. I actually don't know.
Wait. It looks like he's wearing a military dress.
Yeah, I think he came from the military.
How many years is the military service? I think like two years.
2 years, yeah.
They cannot pay the money and like get it like forgiven?
No.
Really?
Yeah. So even these rich idols have to go. And then the fans are so sad, like, oh, I miss him.
I think for the rich people, like, they have to make, like, as an example. Like, you have to go as an example, so other people are also motivated to go into that.
Mm-hmm.
But if they make peace with the North Korea, there would be no need for that.
I mean, yeah, that's true.
What is this guy's name?
Min-hyuk. I don't know how to say their names.
Min-hyuk. Simple.
Okay.
Yeah.
His face is average.
It looks like he doesn't look like too much Korean. He looks more Chinese, actually.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, he looks more Chinese. Mm. Maybe he has like some...
Yeah, maybe some jeans, I don't know.
Yeah. You know, 2000 years ago, it was like the same area, like same people, like moving here and there.
I don't think this is anything that interesting, like...
And he looks much better with the military uniform than this, like, purple hair and...
This cute...
Yeah.
Yeah, they should be real men.
Yeah.
But these people like cute things and...
It doesn't... Is it, like, adults or it's only, like, teenagers?
It's, like, from 9 years old, 9 years old to, like, 30. That's, like...
So after 30, you have to leave it.
I mean, you don't have to leave, but then people bully you. Like, why are you still liking this as a 30-plus-year-old?
Wait, did you bully someone like this?
No, I've just seen it.
Yeah, because you're on record. Like, off the record. Like, did you? Wait, so where did you see people get bullied? Like, in real life or online?
Online. Because everyone is afraid to say it, like, in real life. So they just bully online.
Really? Actually, one of my friends, he used to listen to a lot of K-pop. Then he got out of it.
I mean, some of the music is good.
Yeah, but that guy is weird. He would listen to like some random country songs, and he would remember them. Like he could
the
like
lyrics?
He could yeah he would remember like lyrics of K-pop. He could sing it, and he doesn't know Korean. He can like remember like he would listen like maybe a couple of times, and then he can like sing it properly, like with a good accent. So, that is his God's gift, yeah. Yeah, it's weird. And that guy would like, he was a lot in anime as well, so.
Oh my God, Mr. Worldwide.
Yes. So what else is there? Do you think Elon Musk knew about Diddy?
I don't know, because I don't keep up with Elon Musk. Like, I don't know anything really about him. So, it could be not. What do you think?
I think he should not be, because he's so weird. Like, he's like a party pooper. If they take him in, like, yeah, come to the party, he would make like absurd things there, and they would like try to throw him, you know, like he would like, yeah, you know what, with these many baby oils, I can make like a rocket ship or something. Yeah, he's not like those evil billionaires. He's like a weird. He's a weirdo.
Yeah, too much.
Yes, I'm sure. Like somebody, imagine. Like Diddy's there, there's Beyonce, Jay-Z is there, like on the side. Okay, and then like somebody like said to him, like, "What do you think we invite this new billionaire? He's like the richest guy now." Okay, you know Elon Musk, and they were like, hell nah, man. I met him once, and he's just yapping about some bullshit.
Yeah, I think you're right. It doesn't seem like they go to the same places or parties or hang out with the same people.
What do you think, like, what is the best place for Elon Musk to hang out? I know for these people it would be like children home or something, you know, like these places.
Probably the inside of his own factory or something.
Do you think he's a super workaholic, or he just shows that he's a super workaholic?
I think he just shows.
Yeah, I think he has,
because
like,
he has time to be on like Twitter space with Donald Trump.
What is Twitter space? What do you mean?
Twitter space is like you can go like live.
Ah, really? So he was live with Donald Trump?
Yeah, like speaking. It's not like video.
Like face to face, you mean?
No. Like over the like internet.
So like, it is like a video call, but it is like.
It's just like a voice call, basically. But it's like live for everyone to see.
Yeah, like, to like they were like streaming to it, basically. They're like streamers. Yeah. So, but he's also sponsoring Donald Trump. You know, I think he gave like $45 million. To that thing. People say because you know, one of his eldest son, he become like
transgender or something.
He changed his gender basically. Yeah. So he's a she now, and that is the thing. And whatever he is reacting is like it is in the protest of his son, you know. He's like he's like emotionally harmed about this, and he's like taking revenge from the world. Like an evil billionaire.
Yeah, he's doing his job right.
Yeah. And, you know, honestly, he's the closest person to Lex Luthor. You know Lex Luthor?
Yeah.
Obviously. It is like from super. He's like the super villain in that comics. What do you call? The guy who flies with his underwear outside. The red blue guy. What is his name? Superman. Yeah, so he is a super billionaire, and you know what? He has the best memory in the whole of DC universe.
Yeah.
Like even he's like a little bit more than Batman, and he has like the, you know, I don't know which where, but like they have this thing, like there are like levels of intelligence, and he's the 10, and he's the only one in the whole universe.
Oh my god.
Yes. Once he even saved the universe. Because he's like, yeah, let me save the universe, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's the best guy.
Yeah. And he has the perfect memory, like photographic memory. He can just see anything once, and he will remember forever. Yes.
Oh my god.
So the story goes like this. He's about to save the universe, and he goes to the elders. And there he negotiates with them, and he solves the issue basically. So I think imagine if Donald Trump loses, and it flips, like Elon Musk gives up on his humanity, okay, because now he has lost his son, and he's lost everything now.
Yeah.
Just imagine, and now like Kamala Harris tries to attack him. Okay, just go with the flow. She tries to attack him and take his money, and he's now like an evil billionaire. And he will take revenge from her.
Oh my god.
That would be a cool story.
Yes, actually it would.
Yeah.
I want to see it happen now.
They can even make like some series on it.
Yeah?